Let's find out where we're going online. The Montague Webworks website of the week here at Bear Country 95.3. Mick from Montague Webworks joins us, and we're going online. Where are we going? www.muttonandmead.com. Muttonandmead.com. Of course, we're referring to the event happening this upcoming Saturday, the 18th, over at the Miller's Falls Rod and Gun Club. It's between 10 and 6. It's almost here, Mick.
That's right. It's coming up this week. Finally here. And if you're not there, you're going to miss out on something unbelievably unique and special and wonderful. And how could you think of not going to this thing?
Well, let's go to the website first and find out a little bit more about it. Muttonandmead.com.
Yes.
I see a lot of pictures here at the website.
Yes.
A lot of activities listed. What people will find when they do go to the Mutton and Mead Festival.
That's right. The vendors are going to be there, the kind of foods and merchandise that will be there, and a listing of the various things that will be happening during the course of the day.
Let's talk about the activities.
Center stage in the middle is, of course, the joust.
The joust.
You can't have a fair like this, you know, Renaissance fair or medieval festival without a joust. And we've got a royal joust 3 times during the course of the day. And
Now, who will be jousting? There will be a couple of different, are they contestants? I have no idea.
No, we have a troop, and this is what they do.
Okay.
And they come in, they got 4 horses.
Are they from the Pioneer Valley, or are they from someplace else?
There is one from the Pioneer Valley, but they're not quite ready this year, so they'll be doing it next year. Although they will be at our festival this year, they're going to be doing horse drills and showing other kinds of stuff, so they'll be there.
Okay.
But the actual troop that'll be doing the joustings from Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And they've got 4 large draft horses with, you know, the cloth coming down with the square edge, kind of, you think about the royal horses back in the day.
Right.
And they're wearing their armor, and they got the jousting lances and 4 horses thundering past each other, trying to knock each other off the horses. It's quite a spectacle.
I have never seen a joust before.
Yeah.
Folks, your opportunity is this weekend at the Mutton and Mead Medieval Festival. It's from 10 till 6 over at the Miller's Falls Rod and Gun Club.
And that, by the way, some people confuse the two gun clubs. This is the one that's on Turner's Falls Road by the Roberto's, which is the old Greek's place.
Yes.
Field of Dreams. And the parking lot will actually be the Field of Dreams, that large field that's on the side of the road.
Is that what they call it, the Field of Dreams?
Well, they have a sign there that says Field of Dreams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the kids run the ATV around the edges, and the farmer hays the field, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Tickets are available where?
We have plenty of tickets. If you still want to get into discount, the festival is also a fundraiser for the Food Bank of Western Mass. So if you bring in non-perishable food items, you get $1 off for each 2 items that you bring.
Okay.
Up to $3 off. And there are also $1 off coupons floating around town, these little flyers, skinny flyers.
All of that information is online at the website, muttonandmead.com. And that's our Montague Webworks website of the week. There will be games. There will be singing. Do you have to dress up to go?
You don't have to, but it heightens the fun. A lot of people are really, really into this, and they have their own costumes, and they come, and they've bought swords and stuff. And,
right.
And the hats and the whole thing. And
but it's not,
it's not
mandatory.
Required.
Not required. Okay. No. Mutton and Mead, the festival that happens this Saturday. That's June 18th from 10 till 6. What if it rains?
We have plenty of coverage. We've got seating for about 900 people in case it does rain. But right now, the weather's looking like it's going to be okay.
All right, what are you going to eat when you get there?
Totally Smokes. They're going to have turkey legs, which you got to have if you're at one of these things. And they also, because it is mutton and meat, they're going to have Lance's o' Lamb.
Oh.
And mutton is actually lamb. So, and they may actually have some mutton if you want to try it, which is just like older, you know, a little fattier. And some people seem to think it's a delicacy. I go for the younger lamb, I guess. But they'll have that.
Food, activities, fun. The Mutton and Mead Medieval Festival, it's coming up this Saturday from 10 till 6. And in fact, if you visit the Montague Webworks website of the week right now, muttonandmead.com, you'll find out a lot about this Saturday's festival. The Montague Webworks website of the week. Remember, Montague Webworks is a part of our Save 30% store, and Mick's all involved in that, too. What don't you do, my friend?
I don't do windows.
Okay. But you do Montague Webworks. At our Save 30% store, you can purchase a gift certificate at a 30% discount towards all of the services that are at Montague Webworks, like creating websites, right?
Creating websites, updating your current website if you have. We specialize in transferring it over to our system using Rocket Fusion, and it's really, really easy and fast and simple and a pleasure to use. So that's what we hope you use it for, but we'll do any kind of website stuff that you need.
Montague Webworks, check them out at the Save 30% store at bear953.com and see Mick this Saturday at the Mutton and Mead Medieval Festival.
I'll be there in costume too.
We'll talk to you soon.
See ya.